Hello and welcome, it's Leon Street here from leonstreet.com, L-E-O-N-S-T-R-E-E-T-E. Now, as a business owner, some of the biggest challenges that you'll ever have in getting to the next level and getting the results that you desire are going to come from your marketing. And in particular, there's a lot of businesses out there who are doing marketing wrong, and it's your opportunity to get the heads up, get the head start on everybody else, because most people, they don't know what they don't know, and they end up following the blind. They just follow everybody else, and before you know it, you end up with everybody who puts out vanilla, generic marketing messages, marketing campaigns, generating mediocre results. And the thing is, you don't want to fall into that trap, and so you're probably wondering, well, yes, that's true. So how do I get outside of the trap? How do I get outside of the rat race of small business or entrepreneurship marketing and really stand out? You know, you hear people talking about how to truly stand out using something like a USP, how you can get your message to sound really different to other people. And really, you know, people look at you as an authority. Well, the thing is, most people never look into who their customer actually is. So you hear a lot of people talking about make sure you define your market, which is true. You've got to define your market. The three key markets are wealth, health, and relationships. And then you can go into sub-markets of each one. And so wealth would be maybe you go into, let's say, business coaching as a sub-market of wealth. For health, you could go into fitness, personal trainers as a sub-market. And for relationships, you could go into things like counseling, dating, all those types of things. And what you'll find is that most people, they dig as far as that, but they don't really drive down and then figure out, well, who's the niche? Who is that really focused section of that market? And that's what you've got to do. You've got to research who your niche is, look at what age group they're in, the demographic, where do they live? What things are they interested in? What interests do they have? What hobbies? You know, what are their resident dominant emotions around the pain that you help them to fix or the need that they need you to solve? These are all the key parts that you need to start as your base of research. And then once you understand these things, you can start to expand on, well, look at what are the competitors in your market doing? And here's a really important point. Go into a market where you do have competitors, because what that means is that people are buying in that market, and it's your job to make sure that you get those buyers in and just stand out from the crowd with your message, getting your message by truly connecting to your audience through the research and getting to know your customers and clients better than they know themselves. So thanks for listening. It's Leon from leonstreet.com. Hey, thanks for listening. Once again, it's Leon from leonstreet.com. Your marketing coach, taking your business to the next level. Now, this is a follow-on episode from the last episode. So if you listen to that, we were talking about how to stand out by looking at your market, then your niche, and then going into the research, truly knowing your potential clients, your prospects and leads better than they know themselves. Now, I just want to expand on that and continue that conversation for you. Most people really don't get to know what their customers are thinking, feeling, seeing, what they're saying to themselves, what they're not saying to themselves. They truly don't understand their prospects to that level. What they do is make assumptions. They make assumptions about people wanting their product or service. And the thing with assumptions is that they're very much what they say, assumptions. They're not fact, they're not research. So it's your job to truly understand what's going on in the marketplace by looking at your competition, by testing things, putting out surveys, by putting out ad campaigns, seeing how people respond, and getting real black and white results so that you can then evolve and tweak things so that you can then improve and take your results to the next level. But when it comes to doing your research and you're looking into your competitors, where do you start? Where do you look? Well, you can use places like eBay. You can look at, you know, marketplaces if it's more of a product type of research you're going to look into. You can use places like Amazon if you're looking into experts, looking at what books are popular in your particular niche and what your clients are looking for. You can look at the reviews that people leave on the top books in the niche that you serve, because those reviews, both the positive and negative, will give you an insight into what people are saying and thinking in the marketplace, real reviews. Then you can look at other places like Google. So you can do your research, figure out what's working, what people are putting out. What are people putting out in their ad campaigns as competitors? So what are their promises? What are their guarantees? What are their headlines? What are their hooks? What's their pricing? Yeah, what's their promises? Do they offer any premiums, benefits, or bonuses? All of these things are important because you're then starting to get to understand what you are going to go up against when your campaigns are going out to market. Understand what the unique selling propositions are. Do your competitors have a unique methodology, a unique process, a unique mechanism, something that allows them not only to stand out as a unique selling proposition, but something that is their own system or way of doing something to help the client receive the result or the benefit of using their product or service? This is research, guys. Once you get your research done, then what you can do is tweak your message, improve upon the message, and truly figure out how you stand out from everybody else in the marketplace to get more clients and sales. So that's Leon from leonstreet.com. Thank you for listening.